Why would the founder of Amazon want a money-losing newspaper? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Satirist Andy Borowitz joked that Jeff Bezos didn't really want to buy the Washington Post. He was just browsing their website but clicked on the wrong button and the whole paper ended up in his shopping cart, and of course he couldn't delete it. It is the biggest journalistic enterprise he's invested in, but certainly not the first. He's also put money into Business Insider, whose CEO Henry Blodgett couldn't be happier.
He is a perfect investor for somebody who wants to build a business over the long term, who is trying to create services that people love.
And the Washington Post, like every newspaper, is a long-term project. The tendency of journalists to print what they consider important may be on a collision course with Bezos' passion for letting customers call the shots.
And that's something that the news media has been very reluctant to embrace, the idea that readers can tell you what they want and that that's okay. Sites that have been successful are the ones that have let the readers dictate that. And Amazon, as you just said, has been incredibly focused on customer satisfaction and really delight. But that will be a big change for an organization like the Washington Post.
Some reporters at the Post seem shocked, but they're better off than a lot of other reporters who aren't reporters anymore. Bezos hasn't said yet how he'll change the Post, but somebody has to make the news business pay again. You can only read so much about the funny things cats do and how bad they spell. Boy, would I love to see Bob Woodward expose those damn cats. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.